Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God
but
loves
I bathed
me
in the mire, submerged myself in the decay
me
of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem with each raise of his hand. I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. 'Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello. Welcome to this special abbreviated session of Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shiro at your Ground Zero. And, of course, I am the mediator. As I said, this is an abbreviated show. We're going to give you some insight into what to expect this coming weekend, June 6th through the 8th, for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement virtual kickoff celebration. By the way, registration is still open. If you're on Facebook, join our very own Facebook group, which is, of course, titled Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. If you request to join, either myself, Sister Tina, or Sister Marcella will be sure to approve your membership there. And you can also get all of the information and updates there. If you would like to have registration information, you can text the word HOPE to 202-618-2556, and I will be sure to get the registration link out to you as soon as possible. And as I said, for those of you who would like to be involved in other events, of course, you can always contact us at the same number, and someone will be sure to get back in contact with you. Now, we set this up. I wanted to give each speaker their full spotlight and attention so that all of our attendees would not have to wonder who's speaking when, where, and why. So everyone has been allotted their own personal time slot, so you won't have to worry about missing a speaker. I will be releasing the entire schedule to all of our registrants no later than Wednesday of this coming week. So you will know exactly when all of the speakers will be presenting their material. And secondly, it's done in a segmented way, which gives you a break in between the speakers so that you can take care of personal things in your life and then come back. You can plan your entire weekend around our schedule. But as I said, you do not have to worry about missing a speaker or having multiple speakers on different platforms. That's not going to happen. Each one of these speakers has been given a specific time, so that will be the only speaker presenting during that time slot. And we're going to be broadcasting from three separate platforms: Sister Tina Hobson's show, Superwoman 2014 Virtual Vision Board Group. That is a call-in. You'll be able to call in and listen from your phone. Sister Marcella D. Moore, her Motivate and Pray show. Again, this is another call-in. You will be able to get your earpiece, put your phone on your side. You'll be able to walk around, take care of things if you have to. Naturally, we would prefer you to be just relaxing and getting the word. We have some dynamic speakers coming up for you. And lastly, of course, we will be broadcasting from here, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. You will be able to call in and join us online if you choose to do so. So that's the way that it's currently set up to run. So do not worry. You will be able to hear every single speaker. You won't have to worry about which platform they're on. You will have the full schedule no later than Wednesday of next week. And just to give you an idea of the dynamic women who we have coming, let me just give you our speakers and their topics. Now, we kick off at 7 p.m. sharp Friday evening. We'll be starting with Sister Tina Hobson, Superwoman 2014 Virtual Vision Board Group. Her show at 7 p.m. sharp, and it'll be Sister Lorraine Collins. She's also the creator of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement official anthem that played at the beginning of the show. Now, Sister Collins, her topic will be In the Dungeon of Despair, You Are Not Alone. Let me say that again. We will be kicking off the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement at 7 p.m. this coming Friday, June the 6th. with Sister Lorraine Collins. Her topic, In the Dungeon of Despair, You Are Not Alone. Another one of our speakers, Shauna Gunter Steffens. Her topic is Empowered to Grow. That's Shauna Gunter Steffens. Her topic is Empowered to Grow. And of course, one of our show hosts for this anointed event, Sister Marcella D. Moore. Her topic is Make Me Her, Unleashing Your True Self. Ann Thomas will be coming. Her topic, Your Promise Is Not Dead, Releasing the Shunammite in You. Sister Evelyn Johnson Taylor, her topic is A Woman's Call, dealing with various areas that God calls women to function and how we can be effective in and to the body of Christ. Sister LaTanya Boyd, her topic is self-empowerment of lighten the load of thinking, of stinking thinking. I love that. Self-empowerment of lighten the load of stinking thinking. And that's Sister LaTanya Boyd. I believe she will be on Sister Tina's platform as well. Arlene Spann, her topic, Word Health, talking your way to health, using God's words. What does he have to say about you? Sister Melanie Thomas, walking in your truth, understanding your calling. And Sister Storm Ennis, she will be speaking about forgiveness. I've said this before, we cannot move forward with anything without forgiveness. And another one of our host for the event, Sister Tina Hobson. Her topic is vision board building. Another great way to map out your plan to move into your passion, purpose, and power. Now, Sister Casey Jones was a pre-recorded show. When you get the actual schedule, you will be able to listen to her show. Her topic, Severe Child Abuse and MPD, Multiple Personality Disorder. And we'll be ending the program with me. I will be speaking on making peace with your past to move forward into your passion, purpose, and power. So this is what we have coming for you. And let me say this. I was blessed to be a guest on Sister Tina Hobson's show just last evening. And one thing that I was speaking about is the fact that you cannot get authentic information from fake people. These women will be sharing not only their expertise, but they'll be sharing their journeys. We will be sharing our journeys to our enlightenment. We'll show you how we found our passion, purpose, and power. So be prepared to be inspired, motivated, encouraged. Your time is now. Be prepared. Again, registration is still open if you would like to get that information. You can text the word HOPE to 202-618-2556. This is a free event. This is a free event. We will have so many events coming. But for now, we want to introduce you to these dynamic women, and there's no better time to start towards your destiny than right now. So start today preparing for this anointed weekend. And again, if you would like to get involved, join us on our Facebook group. Of course, it's titled The Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. Every day, you can get encouraging words of motivation, inspiration, and enlightenment. So we do hope to see you this weekend, June 6th, 7th, and 8th, for the official kickoff of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. And if you missed our show a few weeks ago on 517, you got a chance to hear from some of our speakers for this upcoming weekend. So if you get a chance, check that out. And if you're not online and you'd like to get the link, just text the word SHOW, that's S-H-O-W, to the same number, 202-618-2556. And with that said, I'm going to end the show. Thank you so much to all of our guests in the chat room, Sister Faith A. Believer, a.k.a. LaTanya Boyd. She will be one of our keynote speakers. And as I said, I cannot express this enough. You do not have to worry about having speakers at the same time presenting their work. Everyone has their own time slot. They will be the only speaker in that time slot. So you will not miss any speaker. The schedule will be sent out to all registrants no later than Wednesday of next week so that you can plan your entire weekend around the speaker schedule. So with that said, I am C. Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. This is an ongoing virtual and real world event to help you find your purpose, passion, and power. So I hope you'll join me and prepare to be enlightened, encouraged, inspired, and motivated. And I said join me because I'm looking forward to sitting back and listening to each and every one of my sisters who will be presenting over the weekend. As I said, we start 7 p.m. sharp this coming Friday, June the 6th, 2014, 7 p.m. sharp. And I will be ending the event on Sunday, June the 8th. My speech will start at 7 p.m. sharp. I hope to see you, all of the Sisters of the Marathon of Hope. We're looking forward to meeting each and every one of you. We pray each and every one of you enough. And as always, before we go, I just want to remind each and every one of you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until this weekend, on behalf of all of my fellow sisters of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement and myself, we are so looking forward to sharing our journeys with you. This is going to be an anointed event. And when you're ready, we will be there waiting to help you along your journey as well. So until then, be well, be blessed. And once again, I'm going to play the official anthem of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, created by our very own Sister Lorraine, the Christian poet, Collins. See you soon. And remember, 202-618-2556 to get information on registration, or join us on our Facebook group, the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. Be well, be blessed, and we will see you soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God
loves
me.
But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me. Yeah, the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
Rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down. Shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else. Speak life to a situation. Release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love. way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Amen, amen. That was The Way That God Loves Me, the official anthem for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. And we'd like for you to know, just as God loves you, we love you too. And we hope to see you this coming weekend, June 6th through 8th, for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. Until then, be well, be blessed, and have a wonderful, wonderful, God awesome week. We will see you soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me. The way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me
the way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again. Thinking the void could be filled by a man. A man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives. So my song.